Okay, everyone, this is Tales of the Cryptids, a podcast about cryptids, conspiracies, cults, demons, serial killers, and any other horrors, real or not. Join us today for some good laughs as we uncover the truths about the strange and the unexplained.
All right, everybody. Today on Tales of the Cryptids, we're going to talk about succubuses and Lilith.
The tales of Lilith. Maybe some have heard of Adam and Eve? Question mark. Know it.
My name is Adam.
This is Ross.
And it was just us two today. Ronnie Rose can't make it.
Very sad. Yeah. We have our anchor is our man of questioning, our man of logic, and our sad to say, he is the one that when I get too crazy, he's like he reels me in. So I thank you for that, Ronnie.
He's our MVP.
But it's. You can't say all MVPs because Ronnie is just he's a goat. It's a core. All right, but enough, Ronnie. Yeah. You'll hear this.
Yeah. No, Ronnie sucks. I hate him. No, dude, anything new happening?
So, all right, I'm gonna start it off, by saying let's talk about succubuses a little bit, and how it goes into much farther than we think, like 2020 like versions of succubuses, like sexy romanticized movie villains and characters, you know, they bang people in the middle of the night, like I don't watch too much horror.
Is this like preteen horror?
I don't know, like
puberty,
like shit. Just
like there's a very specific demographic.
Yo, no, dude, fucking...
Kids are falling asleep, having wet dreams.
Yo, I know, dude, that's, like, it's... I don't, like, I should watch it. I literally just Googled, like, the highest IMDb film, Lost Girl, like, for succubuses, and I've never seen it, so I'll get back to you once I do.
Yeah, I loved when my voice was changing.
Like, some Buffy, like, I get it, 90s guys and girls, like, Buffy and shit, can't beat it. Was it 90s or 2000s?
When I first
wet dream about Buffy, God.
Let me think. Because I was there. You know.
But okay, this is just some. Everyone can read this basic Wikipedia facts, and then. But I like you know it's kind of when you start your book report, you always start with Wikipedia. But you get your ideas, your layers, your foundations, and then you always build upon it. So succubus. Is a demon, female form, a supernatural entity in folklore, and can trace back to a medieval legend. And so I think that's the part where Adam and I are going to touch more on, because I like that ooky spooky Odin spiritual, you know, that's the part where legend is built. And as like humans, like, I don't know, what was that big library that got burned down, like in Constantinople or something, like, and apparently like the Romans, like, their Germanic tribes burned down just like...
The Library of Truth?
Dude, what was like... You know, like the seven ancient like libraries of the world? We'll look it up for you. But like, all that's... Like, all those scholars' works were like time...
Was it ancient library?
Yeah, it was an ancient library. Like, we'll get back to that though. Like... Okay, but that was still my point
there was
is,
a bunch of them. There was Alexandria.
So I think it... Whatever.
The Great Library of Alexandria.
The Great Library. So it was burned down by... In Egypt, but it was burned down by Romans, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So it's like, how much fact was destroyed and how much relearning we had to do? Crazy. So, like, you can't take succubuses for granted. They might be romanticized, ideologized in 2020, but my whole point was that we don't know. That's why I think I want to, like, touch more on the... Like, what did Christianity and how did Judaism look? But not, they don't call them succubuses. That's the best
or
part. Or succubi. Mm-hmm. Succubi, I think that's the right, way to say it. Yeah. But it's a story of Lilith. Lilith, as some people probably don't know, was a precursor to Eve. So, I mean, probably everyone knows the basic foundations of Adam and Eve, you know, in the God had a garden, created man and women and beasts, and they wanted to chill. But I'm more going to get into the story of Lilith. I just kind of want to describe that there is a lot more to the form of a succubus. They come in the night. Gotta be scared. I mean, I've never had any personal experiences with them.
Gotta get your amulets ready.
Exactly, dude. Actually, I don't know what succubuses are weak to. I couldn't tell you. Or succubi. Like, because a succubus, like, I mean, I guess it preys on, like, all you guys listening, be careful. If you've experienced a succubi or succubus,
you know. You can only love yourself.
Run for the hills.
You can only love yourself, because then, like, if a succubi or succubus comes, it's like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
No, I love myself. But, dude, they come in the night, though.
Or you're just, like, super, you're like, I'm married, I'm sorry.
No, it sucks. Dude, that's actually, like, dude, I don't know if you should say that to a succubus. They probably, like, the prey mode might come in and, like, they're like, ah.
I think if either you could say their name or like, I don't know. But I think if you were just like, I'm sorry, I'm married, here's my ring. You know, it's like, I'm not asking for any of this. Please stop.
Yeah. Please, good omens. Start, like, praying in front of her and she'd be like, all right, you're boring. Like, yeah. Shit.
I'm sorry, it's... I don't know why it's not getting up, probably because I'm married.
But, alright, so let's get into the story of Lilith. Adam, I know you've been doing a lot of fucking book learning and researching and YouTube and everything. And so just let me know what you think, how it started, and like kind of build upon just Judeo-Christianic succubi like folklore.
So, as you were saying, Lilith is a demonic figure in Jewish folklore. She also appears in ancient Sumerian texts, Mesopotamian texts, the Akkadian stories of Gilgamesh, Assyrian, Babylonian texts, and the Bible. And she's also, like, there's a bunch of other ones, like, I think Egypt, too. So she's been around, and she's, like, one of the oldest... ancient stories that we can kind of
it's
research.
It goes back to, like, they're in the Torah, you know, people have mentioned it, and, you know, I like to say it, my dad's Jewish, so it's like it gives me a little bit of right to hate on the Jews a little bit. But I wouldn't say hate, very loving.
I love my brother-in-law's Jewish.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I work with a head accountant, very Orthodox man, but the best part about, you know, our relationship is I can be straight up with him, and he'll say, well, this is what I believe, and this is how I believe it, but, you know, this is the structure, and this is why we do it, and you know, you can't tradition, like, you can't be like a family. That's as soon as you start questioning that, you just got to put your ears up, ask a couple questions, and you're like, oh, okay. But
yeah, so I mean, it's cool because, like, the origin of the name is, it originated from Mesopotamian demon class called Lulu. The feminine pronoun was Lulutu. And it might have been Lilitu, I'm not sure. But the name is usually translated to a night monster. It could be, like, Screech Owl. As well, and a couple other things like succubus. So in
Screech Owl, that's like, dude, that's terrifying.
Yeah,
like someone described. It's like I think I talked about, like, earlier, the Aztecs, the war whistle, like whistle of death. It's like what I imagine, like a Lilith or a succubus coming at me. Oof. Hi, how's your wife? How's your kids?
What were those? A siren, two. Yeah, so there's, like, some stories that Lilith was a siren. But, and also there's, like, cults that worship or were associated with Lilith as well. Really? All the way up, like, through the 7th century. So that was, like, 700 AD.
Okay, so we're talking pagan. That's what there are still pagan religions out there, you know.
What's cool is that Lilith has made such a, like, it's starting to make a strong comeback. Because there's, like, the Me Too movement. I mean, there's the Lilith Fair, which is cool.
Wait, what? Wait, Lilith Fair?
Yeah, Lilith Fair is like all these women, like, it's an empowerment movement.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. I thought it was like a festival dedicated to
Yeah, like, it is a festival.
But it's more like a... No, that's awesome. So, it's like Pride Parade and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, like, in modern times, modern feminists celebrate her struggles. Well, before we get to that part, let's just go through the history. Because okay, I don't want to jump to, like, modern time and then...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, break it down with me. I'm going to listen to the... Why... Lilith exists, the historical references, and breakdown for us.
So, in Jewish folklore, this is from the alphabet of Sirah, Lilith appears as Adam's first wife.
Yep.
And like Adam, she was created from the same clay at the same time as Adam. Now, the book, like in the Bible, the book of Genesis 1, verse 27, say that, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. The female being Lilith. Because we go to chapter 2 of Genesis, verse 22. It says, Eve was created from Adam's rib. So we can safely say that Eve was not the first woman. That's or his first thing. Wife.
Yeah. Most people don't know this shit. It's not saying as in like, you know, everyone, not everyone, but you know, a lot of people went to Sunday school. And you look at, you know, you hear traditional stories and, you know, Genesis is touched on. I mean, I went to a Jesuit college, so that's the only, like, I didn't even have Sunday school until, you know, I had to take a religion class. And I was like, what? But easiest, you know, easy A, loved it. But at the same time, it's like, wait, there was a garden, you know, something about a snake and, you know, wife and man and wife, but, all right. Sorry to interrupt. Continue. Tangents.
I just way up, but check my notes. While I look. All right. So in the 13th century, writings from Isaac ben Jacob HaKohen, he writes, Lilith left Adam after she refused to become subservient to him, and then would not return to the Garden of Eden after she had coupled with Archangel Samael. So she dumps Adam, basically, I think, for somebody else.
That's she, what like, I'm saying. Leaves him.
She's like, nah,
like,
you're going to be on the bottom.
That's or what I'm going. Like, there's some sexy shit going on there. And, like, we'll talk on that later. Our Professor Elliot Wilson, he's got some, he's a professor of Jewish mysticism at New York University. But I'll get into that after we kind of fleshed out why and how Lilith, came to be.
Yeah, so some reports say that she even had children by Samael. Other reports said that she bore children by Adam too. And I think you brought light earlier when we were talking about it, that she stole Adam's seed.
I'm not sure about which part in the Bible or which, Isaiah or Genesis, but there's literally a quote saying, stole his seed, and I'm not sure, in the middle of night is what they kind of insinuated, but like, she fucking raped fucking Adam in the middle of the night, so like, fucking succubus, goddamn.
Did she do it like professionally?
Horse
breeders.
Oh god,
she got the gloves on.
It's like slaps the latex.
Yeah,
it's like
it's the tube. She's like, I'm not touching it.
God, Jesus. And then she runs off to the hills again. Like. Yeah. Jesus.
She goes back, puts her keys on the counter, like,
Samael, pulled the Iron Maiden.
I'm ready, Samael. Like, you know,
raped him, ran to the hills, and God was fucking pissed.
Yeah. So okay, you were saying that too.
I was listening to a podcast, and they actually touched on the, I'm forgetting the name of the podcast. I said I'm British, but a lot of good information. But like, I'm in my synopsis of it, it's they, you know, before Eve, they were in the garden, quarrels or interactions happened where Lilith became salty somehow. Don't quote me on the salt levels, but enough to rape man's in the middle of the night, run off to a cave. God had to essentially send some angels, I think, is how it went. I'm
gonna talk about that in a second.
Yeah, like, to go retrieve Lilith and, you know, explain why, because they weren't supposed to have children up there. It was just supposed to be a perfect, I think they were, you know, it was supposed to just be the two of them in God's garden. And then...
Yeah, that's interesting. Because, like, their stories of, like, from Cain and Abel... That where Cain murders Abel. So there's reports that Cain was the son of Lilith.
That would make sense.
I don't think I wasn't sure if it was like the son of Samael and Lilith, but I think because
I'm not too versed on
I think that there's like Samael and Lilith had like demon babies.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
So and Cain was a human. Like that was
like a human. Well, that's.
That was Abel's brother, so I think like that. I think Abel was born from Adam and Eve, and Cain was born from Lilith and Adam.
Oh, that was the rape child. Not rape child. I'm sorry for anyone who's actually gone through some serious shit. That is a very sensitive topic, and I should say the baby daddy. But going on, still fucked
so,
up.
Yeah. So like I said, from Samael, she bore over 100 demon children per day. And after Lilith left the Garden of Eden, three archangels, as you said, followed Lilith and pleaded with her to come back to the Garden of Eden, but she refused.
Okay.
So in the Hebrew myth by Robert Graves and Raphael Patai, it says they found her beside the Red Sea, a region abounding with lascivious, I don't know how to say that word, but lascivious demons, demons engaging in like sexual deviant behavior.
Okay, basically. Yeah, goddamn succubi.
Yeah, to whom Lilith bore Lilum at the rate of more than 100 a day. Return to Adam without delay, the angel said, or we will drown you. Lilith asked, how can I return to Adam and live with as an honest housewife after my stay beside the Red Sea? Cause she's like fucking these demons.
Yeah, she's like, having a party. Getting, like,
yeah, like she's like Samael. You know, you're on the bottom. I'm gonna ride that. You know?
Oh yeah, dude. That Jesus, Lilith. I'm just saying, like, Lilith was an empowered girl, and God was scared. Like, to be honest, like he created a bunch of demons and extra problems. Like, I don't know, man. Fucking some shit up.
Yeah. I don't know if he was scared.
They probably actually God yeah, I don't know, I guess God is all seeing. I guess
there's a lot of religious folks to be like, God could never be scared.
Yeah, oh God, I'm sorry, we're not, this is a, I guess this is a touchy subject.
Yeah. Alright, so then, the angels answered back, it will be death if you refuse to come back to the Garden of Eden. So Lilith then says, alright, if I ever see any of your three names or your likeness, I promise to spare the child, right? And those three angels agreed. And the names of those angels are Senoi, Sen Senoi, and Saman Jalof, I think, Saman Jalof.
I'm not sure.
Sung.
Yeah, no. Saman this is uncharted territory for me.
Anyway, but so they went back, and God still punishes Lilith by making 100 of her demon children perish daily.
Oh, so she, damn. Okay, that's right. So that's why she gets so fucking salty.
Yeah, and it's rumored that if she cannot destroy a human infant because of the amulets, then she would spitefully turn against her own.
Damn, it's like a Black Widow shit, eating her babies when she, if she has to. Well, I don't know. What's an animal lady survey? We'll get into that later. Derailing.
So one way Lilith would attack women in birth and their children would be by possessing the midwives and causing mishaps during birth and bringing sickness. So Jewish mothers would use these amulets to protect their children and hang them over their beds. Yep. So let's just like backtrack to the Garden of Eden for a second. So Samael mated with Lilith, right? So I'm really kind of interested because we're going to talk about the Watchers soon. How like angels or... You know, that's what the Watchers were. They were like the fallen angels who mated with humans and taught humans all these different things.
Yep.
So I think Samael is like the first one to do it.
Really?
And then...
That would make sense, though.
So maybe after that, then God's like, y'all cannot do this. Like, they've made these demon babies, you know, so...
Well, there's like a little natural hierarchy starting, like, not natural, but like, that's how when fucking people are unsatisfied and, you know, boss man up top is, you know, unhappy, like, they're gonna, like, if, oh, you said 100 babies? Oh, okay. What is that? What's the next step? You know, 101. And then...
She bore over 100 a day.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
exactly.
Not all of them, you know, not all these, which became the succubi and succubus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Jesus, full circle.
So, I think what we know and what we've kind of researched and gathered is that Samael is the first archangel to mate with a human.
Okay. And so Samael, Lilith, and then, so then you were saying earlier, is that, so that, so they, and their son was Cain then, or could have, you know.
I think, like we said, I think Lilith, well, you said Lilith stole Adam's seed.
Mm-hmm.
So right, I think that could have been, like, Cain.
Oh, that, okay, yeah
but
yeah,
the
succubi
and succubus are the demons.
Okay, the spawn into the... Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we've talked about, like, the Jewish folklore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've talked a little bit about the Bible, right? And I think, for the most part, that's where Lilith's story ends. But she's also brought up in Gilgamesh and the Hulupu Tree. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Mm.
Or Hulupu Tree. Or Hulupu Tree.
I'm not sure.
Anyways... Well, for this, we'll just call it the Hulupu.
The Hulupu tree?
No, Hulupupu.
Hulupupu. Okay. The Pupu tree?
Because it's like two P's. Hulu, P-P-U. Hulupu. Hulupu.
Hulupu tree.
Hulupu tree. Oh, that sounds a lot better. That rolls.
Yeah,
nice.
Hulupu tree.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Hulupu tree.
Syntax,
yeah. Gilgamesh and the Hulupu tree. Right.
But okay, so, no, I'm curious because I didn't really read into Gilgamesh that much. So like...
Well, this isn't like, there's a couple stories of Gilgamesh, but this is like another story about Gilgamesh.
Okay.
So this story specifically is called Gilgamesh and the Hulupu Tree. So in it, it says, after heaven and earth had separated and man had been created, Gilgamesh rushes to assist Inanna, goddess of erotic love and war. In her garden near the Euphrates River, Inanna lovingly tends a willow tree, which is the Hulupu. That's what I think the willow tree is, a Hulupu tree.
Okay.
The wood of which she hopes to fashion into a throne and bed for herself. So Inanna's plans are nearly thwarted when she finds herself unable to realize her hopes, because a dragon has set up its nest at the base of the tree, and the zoo bird had placed its young in its crown, the crown of the dragon. And in the midst of the dragon, Lilith had built her house. So wearing heavy armor, Gilgamesh bravely kills the dragon, causing the zoo bird to fly to the mountains and the terrified Lilith to flee to the desert. So the reason why I brought this up too is because there's one more part where Lilith is mentioned in some of the versions of the Bible. So in Isaiah 34:14, it reads, creatures of the desert will encounter jackals, and the hairy goat will call to its kind. Indeed, Lilith will settle there and find herself a place to rest. So in the desert, so she flees to the desert and Gilgamesh, okay. And Isaiah picks it up and says, Lilith is resting in the desert.
Okay. I mean, I guess it's like, where else would a demon... Or, I mean, that's where, like, probably God was like, oh, she'll die out, you know, no resources. She's left my garden.
Well, I don't think it was that. I think that from that story from Gilgamesh, mm-hmm. like, the cool thing about, like, you were saying, like, the Library of Alexandria mm-hmm. was burned down. I mean, there was a lot. Like, there was a beautiful library in India
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
in China. Right, and they've all been destroyed. So there's like a lot of history that we have to like either like there's a
find
like,
the hard way.
Yeah, yeah. We have to like relearn some things.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, And it's amazing because these things were protected for centuries and centuries. And this is like buildings were made out of wood.
Exactly. Like,
these books were made out of paper.
Especially in China, paper that's all, houses.
Yeah, yeah. Their woodworking is amazing. Like they basically lock in, like the old way of building is them just locking in.
Oh, perfect cuts.
Like, perfect cuts of wood, interlocking it.
Just structurally. So with
no nails, they just. Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
It's amazing that they kept all this history for so long, and it's unfortunate that it isn't here anymore. But it's interesting. So we have like stories from Gilgamesh, their stories in the Bible. There's Jewish folklore.
From what it sounds like, there's historically speaking, Lilith and this idea of succubi have kind of incorporated themselves through like the timelines, and even. I mean, Buffy in, I'm sorry, 2020 version of succubi is not as cool in my opinion, but like when we're talking about spirits and demons and what brought forth, I think that's some cool fucking shit. And that's how we, like, it makes you question though, because how many people have read Genesis and don't even think about it, and then why, like, people wonder why, like, there's so much misfortune in the world. Like, there's reasons. People are, like, shitty. People want to be good unless otherwise, like, you're not born as a baby trying to rob people. Like, you're taught in
circumstances.
So, yeah, shitty circumstances happen. Like, you know, you're hungry, you don't have money. Like, of course you gotta survive, but, like,
yeah,
it's like, I don't know, like, we'll get back to that thought, but like it's crazy, because I think, you know, like Lilith, terrors of Lilith and terrors of succubi invading people's dreams. I don't even, like, you know, Native Americans believed in dream catchers for a reason, like ward off spirits. And you know, it's like when you wake up in the morning, if you have a bad thought first thing, you're in a shitty mood.
Yeah, and it's like we're like trying to piece a lot of things together, and we're drawing from a lot of different sources, and I want to make like a disclaimer. It's like, yes, you can say that, oh, okay, you're just pulling from here and there, and because it fits your narrative.
No, exactly.
But also, like, dude, look it up.
Like, yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like, there's,
come up with your own. This is what we're talking about, and this is what we think. But like, definitely look it up. Like, this is just a way to start a conversation. This is what we found, but by no means do we know everything.
Oh no, I'm not trying to say your nightmares are due to succubi or, you know, demons and stuff coming in, but like, it's just a fun idea. Like, think about it, it's a thought exercise. Or like, why do you wake up on the wrong side of the morning, motherfucker? No, cause I get these demons off me. Oh god, that's a bad joke. But
so I want to come back to, I was going to talk about like in modern times, right? Okay. So we've said like a lot of shit about Lilith, but I will say this out there that's like, no, I'm not going to submit to you. And I also feel like a lot of these things were written by men.
It's true. And
you know, there were things that like,
so just to touch on that, like, that topic a little bit about, you know, the empowerment, like, apparently, you know, I don't know what how it's quoted in Bible or the Testament, whichever Testament, but, you know, it's insinuated that Adam wanted a more submissive wife, and, you know, God then created Eve, and now, going back to 2020, that's, you know, it's a been defining a culture and defining a stereotype of women, and like, think about women in the workplace, like, that's fucked up. But
yeah, everybody should get paid the same.
Exactly, like, there's no discrimination, sucks because of these ancient ideas. And like, I mean, just to go back to Professor Elliot Wilson, you know, he's, you know, like, thank God universities pay people like this just to look into, you know, ways of, he's, from what I'm pulling from, you know, just reading a couple of his pages and some of his information, you know, he's trying to insinuate that men and women are androgynous for a reason. Like, asexuality can exist in a religious way, even in, you know, some orthodox meaning fashion, like going back to prose. And so, because, you know, because man and woman were created from the same, it doesn't mean, you know, a man cannot be a woman versus a man being a woman. So that's why I kind of like how people have thought about this idea so much, that like, no, it's interpretation. Why do you care about what he is doing? Is he being a good person? Like, go back to core principles. Like, that's one thing I do really like about religion, you know. Uneducated people have a Bible to learn how to be a good person. And so it's like, I appreciate that, because if your parents or your mother or your aunt, you know, or, you know, your grandparents aren't teaching you certain things, that is a great avenue of learning to be a good person. Do not steal, do not harm, you know, try to help as much as possible, you know, because it's something, again, going back to a smile, like, you can't, like, no one teaches you, just smile at people. You just gotta be a happy person. But, like,
I think babies match faces. So you smile at baby.
And yeah, exactly.
But smiling is great. It feels great.
No, it is. There's big brain chemistry. If you smile more, your outlook on life is better. You know, you have better conversations. Like,
baby smile.
Oh, exactly.
Babies also know how to, like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, you can, well, babies already are born knowing how to swim. Babies also are born knowing how to breathe correctly. Like, instead of always breathing from your chest, you can, like, breathe correctly, like, from
your diaphragm and everything.
Yeah, like, from your belly. So, it's kind of interesting. Oh. They start to mimic us, and then...
Yeah, exactly.
People start to walk differently and breathe differently, and then get sick.
I mean,
that's what they should be teaching, though, at the hospital. Like, they should be like, oh, this is how you should be breathing.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, like, you can definitely have the medicine, but this is how you should also be breathing. Well, this is how you should be walking.
Baby smiles when it poops because it feels, you know, relief. Like, it's like, I can breathe right, dude. Like,
so, dude, all right.
That was a weird tangent, but we're going back to the stories about Adam and Eve and Lilith and succubi. And Professor Elliot Wolfson is that there's all the people have the ability to pull connections, and from divine providence, they're saying that yes, I mean, not they, but it, you know, people can say that Lilith was prior to Eve. There is reason to believe that, you know, demons have been I don't know the story of demons, but we'll, hopefully that'd be a cool subject. But
I think we'll get into it with the Watchers. Got into it with Samael and Lilith.
It's true.
I think these are like kind of the first accounts of demons.
But it's all intertwined, and that's why, you know, people have these thoughts, and people are, you know, for thousands of years or hundreds of years have. You know, this is what explained the unexplainable.
Yeah. So like I said, like, I'm really happy that there are stories out there of women standing up.
Yeah.
And saying no, and saying no, we're equal.
Yep.
And it's great. So Lilith has actually just, like,
she's done
been
a lot.
Like, a really cool, like, feminists celebrate her. You know, and her bold struggles for independence from Adam, and her name appears as the title of a Jewish woman's magazine, in a national literary program, an annual music festival that donates its profits to battered women's shelters and breast cancer research institutes. It's called Lilith Fair.
Lilith. Okay.
Yeah. So
we're gonna look. I might have to go to that.
Yeah, dude. I was listening. It was really cool because yesterday. I was listening to NPR, and they were talking about, like, the I don't remember who the person was, but there was somebody that they were hosting on NPR, and they were like, oh, this person went to the first Lilith Fair, and she didn't shave her armpits, And, like, everybody, like, freaked out over it that she didn't shave her armpits. Right.
Oh, she was like, God, it's just like, fuck.
This is women empowerment.
Exactly. You know? It's just like, why do you care?
I don't
like,
have to submit to your, what your, culture feels your women should look like. Cisgender
bullshit. Yeah. But, no, it's true. That, like, I mean, I granted, like, as a guy, I probably trim my armpit hairs when they get a little too crazy. But, like, why? It's because I don't like my armpit hairs too long. Like, it's like my belly button hair. Like, women are supposed to pluck every little thing. Like, I guess that's, like, that's, if that makes you feel fine, like, yeah, but that takes a long, like, imagine just having to shave your legs every night, or every other day, or ever, however long, I don't even know. But, like, it's a pain
look,
in the ass.
Look at me.
Yes, y'all look at, I had a big-ass beard.
I've shaved anything in a while.
God.
But, yeah, so, I you know, this like the story that we focused on was that she became, essentially she became a demon.
Yep.
And through the Jewish folklore, she turned her back on God and she was punished for it.
Yep.
You know, and she apparently makes babies sick and also possesses midwives, right, to I cause mean, harm to the mothers and the children, but I mean
if you, we're pulling on the idea that the good parts of Lilith are that there was equal, you know, more of the equal rights. That's like kind of a first idea of that.
She was she was fighting for equality.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, she kind of, I guess she had a fucking warpath, and please don't kill 100 babies for, you know, equal rights. I get it. We can talk about it.
Yeah, she's no. I mean, she sacrificed 100 of her demon children.
That's right. It's her demon children.
Yeah,
but it's still
because of this cause. Like she sacrificed a lot. She sacrificed her beauty, the garden. You know, the whole Garden of Eden. But she, you know, then there's, you know, that's why I guess.
But at the same time,
this is why Eve was created, you know, because she was created from Adam's rib and she was more submissive.
But do you think Lilith is still out there then? Walking around?
I don't know.
Walking around Earth, like.
That's why I wish that all these libraries did still exist, that they weren't burned down, that like all these things weren't ravaged.
But do you think like Lilith, like are Adam and Eve sentient beings, or do they like, I don't know.
For a long time, I've just subscribed to a couple different things. Like, I've like, maybe something did mess with our genetic code or whatever.
Yeah, who knows? I'll have to look into that or think about that, you know. We'll test that theory out, but it's...
Who knows? Yeah, I think I mentioned, maybe I didn't, but Akira... the anime movie, where like they're like messing with like people's genetics and then like goes like completely wrong,
but it goes haywire.
Yeah, it was such a good movie. It's an old movie. I think it was like it kind of ushered in a whole genre of anime movies. Such a good movie.
Talking about like art, like, and I love my histories, like Filippino Lippi. I think it's Filipino because it's Italian. It's the Renaissance era. Yeah. Filippino. I don't know all these names. Filippino Lippi, a Renaissance painter from Florida. And so he had one of his famous pieces. He paints Adam, you know, clutching a child from the grasp of a humanoid, like a female snake demon type looking thing. And so people can have pulled inferences that, you know, that humanoid snake was Lilith. And so I'm not too sure of how the snake is incorporated in the tale of Adam and Eve, but it's, you know, people think that these demons playing tricks and that, like, Lilith could have been incorporated in that. But again, it's, you know, he's just pulling from a painting, so, and... people have a lot of ideas, and you know, if you have any ideas, let me know.
I think that you're asking me if I believed in Lilith.
Do you believe in Lilith?
I think I like the stories.
I like the stories too, but like,
I don't necessarily. The thing is, like, I don't know. So I was like, I don't really. To me, it's not a big deal. All I can control is myself.
It's true.
So it was like, even if Lilith came and tempted me or whatever, all I can really control is myself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if she like cursing us, like casting some, if you know, she charmed you with like, you know, Pokemon, put a charm on you, like, can't touch my Jinx now. Like, does she over mental fortitude? Like, I have no idea. That's like, but we're getting into, you know, some psychic realms now, like talking about Jinx and shit.
Yeah. I think we did a good job today. I think so. Yeah.
If we have any more interesting tidbits on Lilith or Succubi, we'll get back to you on them. Please let us know if you have any experiences with Succubi in the night. Apparently they come through your dreams a lot, and that is one way, you know. But I've also heard morning wood is just a way for your body to not piss yourself. So it's like, you know, it's like every guy gets morning wood, because if they didn't, they'd fucking just piss the bed.
Wait, every guy?
What do you mean? What? Adam, you should talk to, if you don't get morning wood ever, please talk to a doctor. Oh, if you take Viagra and you have a boner lasting for more than 6 hours, please call a medical professional. Viagra, we're supported by.
One day. Well, one day we'll sell out.
Who knows? We'll get there.
Anyways, do you have any like shout outs?
I do want to say my brother, very famous painter. I don't say famous, but he's in school right now, practicing. So I'm trying to get his Instagram up and running, and do all this all slyly. And maybe you could, if you need any special requests, we can DM him. I'll get on social media. I'll try to put up his artwork. I'm trying to get him, send some PDFs. He's an oil painter, takes a lot of time.
Do you want to say his name?
Max Parham. That's actually a good point. He's my brother.
Now he's famous.
Now he's famous. We got him. He's in medical illustration school right now. So, you know, anything can help.
Yeah, so if you see a handsome...
handsome stunning man. Stunning man. And he's got a whippet named Jake. Mm. The cutest dog ever. Zooms about 120 miles an hour. Goes from 0 to 100. But, yep. We'll talk about that. I'll get him first shout outs.
I want to shout out a Sweden, because they are now second to listeners besides the United States.
Hell yeah, Sweden. But,
yeah, Sweden listens to us second most. So good job, Sweden. We love you. You can also support this podcast. Just go to https, what is that, colon?
Oh, yeah.
Forward slash. Okay. anchor.fm/tales-of-the-cryptids. So https.
Show us some love.
/anchor.fm/tales-of-the-cryptids. I got lazy.
It's okay.
Spilling it out.
Just imagine us being able to quit our jobs and look at research.
Yeah, imagine us getting good at this, I like the jobs I do, imagine us like having the funding to go like research more, like bringing on some like real learned people.
We can go to Alexandria.
Yeah, like go to where the Library of Alexandria was.
Yes.
And then take like a Snapchat or a selfie.
Well, and then the best part is you record there, you find out what spooky shit's going on. Maybe talk to some haunted people, the bewitched, the betrothed.
Yeah, like be able to travel a little bit and expand more on the
just
things
know
that...
It all goes back. What goes around comes around. If you enjoy it, let us know.
Yeah, it is a giving season. So, also, we're on a bunch of different platforms.
Yep.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
SoundCloud. A couple other ones. Maybe I'm forgetting off the top of my head.
There's a bunch of them, but those are just a couple to name a few. You just look up Tales of the Cryptids.
Give us a like.
Oh, Anchor. Anchor is probably the best way to find us, and that's how you can support us for now.
Yep, that's true. That's we're dummies.
Yeah, like I think like if you could do $5, that'd be great.
Doesn't matter, 99 cents.
Yeah, there's a couple of different options there. Yeah, so thank you so much for listening.
Have a beautiful day.
Yeah,
and again, if you have any recorded cases of succubi in the night, please send them. I really want to know. I'm curious as fuck.
Yeah, we're on Instagram too, Tales of the Cryptids. All underscores between the words. Tales underscore of underscore the underscore cryptids. Tales of the Cryptids.
Ronnie Rose, if you're listening to it at this point, we miss you.
Yeah, and you can follow Ronnie Rose at Jam from the Fam on IG. You can follow my art page on Instagram at The Art Cartel. Also, all underscores in between the underscore art underscore cartel. Some dope illustrations there. And anywhere people can...
And the quick drum roll.
People can follow you. Pretty off the grid.
Yeah, I have Facebook that I don't touch. If you we'll get the Snapchat out. Well, actually, if you want to see it, I think we'll get a Snapchat going. Maybe if we can show you pictures of a cute cats. My cat daddy. Oh, yeah.
We have 3 cats in the family now.
No, Uki.
We have two babies. Yep. And our cat Uki.
But
they'll be our mascots. The cats on cats on cats. But then Jake, the whippet dog.
Well,
0 to 120.
Yeah, but oh god. See, he loves cats, but like, I'm just thinking of the picture with him. He'd be like, oh, these new cats. I want to play. But oh god. All right, guys.
Anyways, we love you. Thank you for supporting Tales of Cryptids, and we'll
get back to you.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.